This is the State of Things. I'm Adam Hochberg. In the late 80s and early 90s, North Carolina photographer David Speer spent several years documenting the lives of tobacco farmers. A family called the Nugents were his neighbors in rural Rockingham County, and his photo showed a family trying to keep their tobacco farm alive at a time when others were dying. They were holding on to a way of life that harkened back to times gone by. As Speer put it, the Nugents were fabulous people who raise hell and don't try to hide it. Speer's photos are now the inspiration for a live production called A Night with the Nugents, which includes original storytelling written and performed by North Carolina writers and actors. The show runs August 10th and 11th at the Rick House in Durham. And its director, Mary Gutierrez, is with me in the studio. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, good to be here.
So let's talk about how this started. It began with this photo book by David Speer, which is now, 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So how did he come to photograph the Nugents in the first place?
Well, just like you said, they were his next-door neighbors and his friends. He was especially close with Lee Nugent, one of the sons heavily featured in the book. And he was always a photographer, always taking pictures around Madison, and he decided to focus his work on his next-door neighbors. Maybe it was just he didn't want to commute.
So we can't see the photos on the radio. We've put some of them up on our website, WUNC.org. But tell us a little bit about what's in the photos.
The photos, they start in 1987 and they go until 1993. They are very real, intimate, black and white pictures of this family. It's interesting, I find at the beginning of the book, they start off mostly as stark portraits of individuals in the family. And as the comfort level between subject and photographer grows, you see more dynamics in the photos. They start to let him in a little bit more. And you just see very real moments of their lives, working in the fields, bathing a child, skinning possums, fixing cars, just everyday life.
Now what you've done now is you've transformed these photos into a performance.
Exactly. I was lucky enough to get a copy of this book from David Nugent when I graduated from high school. He's an old family friend of mine, and I was moving off to New York, and it was a gift to help me remember where I come from, North Carolina. And the book has always remained very important to me, and about a year and a half ago, I assembled a group of three other writers who also happened to be from North Carolina and three of my favorite people in the world. And we divided up the photographs and just started writing very loosely monologues and dialogues inspired by the photos.
So we should clarify, these are not actual words from the Nugents. These are words that you've written inspired by the photographs.
For the most part, yes. There are some sections of text in the book where David was able to capture conversations from the family. And so using some of those conversations as inspiration. So there are some words that they have said that show up in the show.
We also have with us in the studio our two actors from the production, A Night with the Nugents. Jane Holding is here. You play Mamie Nugent. Hello, Jane.
Hi.
And Jesse Pressler plays Ricky Nugent.
Hi, how are you?
Jane, now you, I can tell from your voice, you are a Southerner, North Carolinian?
Yes, I grew up in Smithfield.
Okay, so tobacco is not a new thing to you?
Not a new thing. I have barn tobacco myself, and I'm proud to say it. It was the hardest thing by far that I've ever done.
Now tell me, you did what to tobacco?
Barn tobacco.
You barned tobacco?
I did.
So tell me what that means.
Well, it means that they would hand me, you know, we would be in the field going through the rows, riding on a bed sort of pulled by the tractor. And someone would pick a leaf and immediately hand it up to me, and I would tie it onto a long stick, and I would tie as many onto that stick as I could. The sticks were to be hung in the barn while the tobacco was being cured. But you have to work fast, and when I first got there, I was very slow, and I will never forget how generous and kind people were to me, letting me catch up with them when the tractor was turning from one row to another.
So now you play Mamie Nugent, and you have a monologue for us.
Yes.
Which is one of the things that we will hear in the performance. Can you set this up?
Mamie Nugent is an old lady. The first picture I saw of her, she is one of her getting ready to dress some possums. And I have never myself dressed a possum, but I'm completely capable of it. So I thought I might be up to her voice. This monologue is one of her addressing one of her lazy grandsons.
Okay.
It's number 17, Mamie Nugent, 1989. And this is written by Aaron Lennox. Come at me, boy. You think you can fight a fighter? Well, I'd like to see you. I'd like to see you, because that'd make me laugh. And I don't do that none too often. You babies think life is hard because somebody doesn't like you or you can't find work. What's that mean, can't find work? I got work just getting out of bed. Can't find work. You don't look for work, you just do it. The problem with you is you got a plain face. It don't tell a story worth my time. You look like one of them cats who thinks they live here. Look here, I'll feed you, but you ain't getting claws in me. I got enough claws in me already.
Actor Jane Holding performing a piece from A Night with the Nugents. It runs August 10th and 11th at the Rick House in Durham. Jesse, you ever dressed a possum?
No, I can't say that I have.
So tell me what your background is and how you come to the performance.
So I grew up in Monroe, right outside of Charlotte. It's about 45 minutes outside of Charlotte. I worked with Mary in New York, and she told me a little bit about this project, and once I learned about it, I said, "Sign me up! It's a fantastic thing. I'm excited to be working on it."
And so, you play the character of Ricky Nugent.
Yes, in this scene.
And what can you tell us about Ricky?
Ricky is about to get married. This is the set it up a little bit for you. This is the probably an hour or so he's going to get married, and you know, maybe he partied a little bit the night before, and he's doing some thinking.
Okay, Jesse Pressler.
Number 56, Just Before the Wedding, 1992, by Jenny Smith.
What you doing?
About to get married.
Why?
'Cause that's what you do when you love someone.
Why?
Cause you want to?
Do you?
Yes, I do. I'm getting married.
Are you getting married now?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well, are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
You really happy?
Mm-hmm.
You really happy, Dappy?
Yes, enough, I am. I run along.
Oh, but wait, are you happy? Happy.
Yeah, sure.
You so happy you want to dance a little dance with a spin and a bow?
Well, I don't know if I'm that happy.
You ain't happy to get married. I'm going to tell Gina.
Come back. No, ma'am. I sure am happy. I'm happy as a clam. I'm happy as a box full of puppies. I'm happy enough to jig or sashay or whatever. I'm happy.
Ricky?
Yes?
Ricky?
Yes?
You gonna kiss her?
What was that, little lady?
You gonna kiss her?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna kiss her when they say, you may kiss the bride?
Yep, that's about when I'll do it.
You gonna kiss her on the lips?
Yep.
You gonna kiss her on the lips for more than 3 seconds?
I reckon so.
You gonna kiss her on the lips for more than 3 seconds and then live happily ever after in a castle?
Something like that.
Gina and Ricky sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, and then comes the baby.
All right, all right. You run along now. A man needs some quiet time before he gets hitched.
Hitched? What's hitched?
It's when you tie a horse to a post and never, ever allow it to roam free ever, ever again.
Poor horsey.
Yep.
What's that got to do with getting married?
You'll know when you get older. Now, run along. Go bother Gina.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Gina? Gina! Ricky can't come because he's got to tie up a horse.
Jane Holding and Jesse Pressler performing a piece from A Night with the Nugents, which runs August 10th and 11th at the Rick House in Durham. It tells the story of a tobacco farming family in Rockingham County through photographs and dialogue and also music. Miles Andrews is here. He's a member of the North Carolina bluegrass band Big Fat Gap, which will be performing during the show. Miles, what do you have to play for us?
Oh, I got a little song that I wrote about tobacco farming and inspired from the play. So,
Miles Andrews.
Dusty field is my home. Smoke and leaf is what I'm growing. String 'em up and hang 'em high. Put 'em in order till they're dry, just right. Golden leaf makes my home. Golden leaf is all I know. Sucker and topping till I can't walk. Praying the Lord, blessing the top star. From the barn to the block. Sweet leaf is all I got, all I got. Golden leaf makes my home. Golden leaf is going on. Ain't got no high boy to help me out. Brother, sister, cousin, grandma's a scout. Blazing sun, keep me in line. Picking the road for the fifth time, golden leaf makes my home, golden leaf is going on, 100 hands from the old pack house, this November gonna wear 'em out. First of the year, breaking ground. Slashing, burning, laying ashes down, golden leaf makes my home. Golden leaf, all I've known. Golden leaf is going on.
Miles Andrew from the North Carolina bluegrass band Big Fat Gap. Sounds like from the lyrics, Miles, that you've got some familiarity with tobacco farming in your background, too.
Well, you know, I've been seen it around, and I'm from Carver, and you can't help but run into it in this state.
Not a lot of tobacco in Carver, though.
No, that, well, my dad owned an old tractor company in Carver before it was cool, and so we were around a lot of farmers back in the day.
Mary, tell me what you hope the audience will take from this.
I really hope that people who come to the show just have a wonderful social night in which they are surrounded by work of over a dozen North Carolina artists coming together and working together to tell a story of the state.
The historic aspect of this, the Nugents actually got out of the farming business in the mid-90s. Tobacco farms not nearly as common in North Carolina as they once were. What do you want people to think about that era? You know, is it had such a mixed reputation, tobacco in North Carolina, so important to the economy, but on the other hand, obviously a dangerous and deadly product.
Yeah, I think that's part of reckoning with your history, understanding the dangers of it, but also appreciating the heritage that comes with it. And there are not a lot of family-run tobacco farms anymore, especially of of this size, this tiny, tiny size. So I really just hope the audience can appreciate this family, and no matter where you're from or what your family's like, there are those unifying ties to family.
Jane, whatever happened to your family's tobacco farm back in Smithfield?
Well, we didn't have a farm. Really, that's not the one I barn tobacco on. It was the farm of some friends of my father who made room for me one summer.
And whatever became of that?
All those people have left, and now that field is a pasture.
Hmm. Not a subdivision or a strip mall. That's what I was expecting.
Not that one.
A Night with the Nugents. It's showing August 10th and 11th at the Rick House in Durham. Mary Gutierrez is the show's director. Jane Holding and Jesse Pressler are actors. Miles Andrews is a member of the bluegrass band Big Fat Gap, which will be performing in the show. Thank you all for being on The State of Things today. We enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the show and also see some of the photos from the show at our website, stateofthings.org. And for today, that is The State of Things. It's produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, and Charlie Shelton Ormond. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Adam Hochberg.